Episode number 281.
Adding one thing that you need in your life or taking one thing out of your life that you really need to do, and just do that one thing. You do it for 30 days, it's exponential results.
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hop, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis, Too Tall and Huff. You know your boy is ready to up. I'm ready to fire it up. It's Friday. We're ready to fill you up. And after this show, I think, folks, you're going to want to live a more legendary life because we're bringing you our featured guest, Mr. Tommy Breedlove. Tommy, are you ready to be real?
Travis, let's get real, brother. Your energy is firing me up from 2,000 or 3,000 miles away, man. Woo! I am amped to be here, brother.
It's amazing to be able to do this, folks, on Zoom and give our guests that energy your boy is feeling. But, folks, I think it's just a little bit more about Tommy is he has a crazy, amazing story. We're going to get into that. But also, he's looking at you and thinking, hey, folks, can you live a legendary life? And be confident, be financially free, achieve significance in your life, achieve the things that you want. And he's done that not only from speaking and coaching and things like that, but he also has a really awesome book that we're also going to talk about, Legendary, which is a Wall Street Journal bestseller, which is a USA Today bestseller. But really thinking about that, because tell us a little bit about what it means to be legendary.
Totally. And you said some of those things. It's living a life of purpose, significance, and meaning with financial confidence to hopefully build toward financial freedom. Right. It's being you being in charge of your time, not busy and overwhelmed and stressed from lack of time. But then the most important things is those are all things that we really, really want, right? Financial confidence, freedom, more time, purpose in our lives. But we also talk about the things we don't talk about enough in society, mastering that mindset, that fear, that worry, that voice in our brain that says, hey, we're not good enough. And what if they figure out I really don't know what the hell I'm doing? Right. And then we go into even further that unconditional self-love and respect so that you can truly serve others. And finally, we round it about. And I think this is just as important as everything else is how do we build true, authentic, intimate relationships with our significant others, our friends, our family, our network. So brother, to me, building and living a legendary life, and I certainly do not think I'm a legend, but to me, what's so powerful about legendary, it's given to us. LeBron James is called a legend for good reason. Martin Luther King is called a legend for good reason. Right. It's given to us. And you don't have to be rich or famous like those guys. Right. Or make that world-changing impact. You just have to do it in your family and your communities. And what I love about Legendary, it's given to us by our peers, our network, our community, our friends. Mm. And no one's going to read our resume, brother. They're just going to remember how we made them feel. Yeah. And there is some really crappy, I don't know what we can say on this show, crappy legends that a lot of people know about. And there's also some epic ones. Right. And there's also millions that we don't know about that left this world a little bit better than we found it. So that's what legendary means to me, Travis.
Right. And that's what the most important thing is right now, Tommy, especially going through a dang Rona. All we're going through, after basically, looking at the calendar here, we started in California, March 15th. It's now August 20th, 28th. Shit, time's just flying. The point is, we're just creating the best we can in life right now. And that's the thing that we can control is what I try to keep. Not the most important thing, folks, in your mind, in your heads, in your souls, is the things that you can't control. You can't. So just let that stuff go. Let the stress of the political environment, let the stress of the world's worries, because, hey, we just got to survive each day, stay healthy, stay safe, and love and respect one another too right now, because that's the things that are going to change the world. And you don't have to be LeBron or Kobe or, like you said, Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or some of the greatest minds, maybe, if you want to call it. Who knows if they're the greatest people? I don't know. I don't personally know them. But they've done a lot for the world in a good way. You know, they've left the world in many good ways. And the point is, in this life, is that you have to just do it the little piece that you can in your own world, you know, and sometimes then your world expands. You know, you can start a show like I did 6 years ago, and I never thought I'd be interviewing the kind of people I interviewed over the 270 episodes now and still cooking, you know, in the fire, and it don't stop. And I built myself something that people would never come to Fresno. No, yeah, people don't even know where this place is outside of Yosemite. He's laughing. But the truth is, Now I get to create the world I would like, and I get to meet people that I would never have a chance to meet in this world that have changed the world in their ways. And this is my little way, folks, of giving back and becoming legendary and being legendary every day, because I still have to record it. I still have to do it. It's not something you just hold legendary on the table and then give it up, right? I mean, that's the key thing, Tommy. I think people forget, right?
They totally forget it, and nothing is going to change without action. So it's action, continued action, and showing up for yourself and others every day. And you said something powerful that if I could beat it to the end of time, I think we're given three gifts in life, and one of them you brought up. It is the gift of choices. We think we're in control, and we try to strive for perfectionism, and we're not in control of anything except mindset, attitude, and choice. Mm. And people forget that every moment of every day, of every second, and this is a precious, precious, precious short life. And if you can't get that during Rona and political strife, you can't get it. But the choices you make in the name of light, goodness, love, impact, helping others, entertaining, whatever the hell it is, it's an important choice. Or you can choose division, right, darkness, fear, anger, cynicism. And so it's every single moment of every single day is a choice, and your mindset and your attitude is choice. And there's this guy, man, he's a big motivational speaker, and Bishop Jakes. And Bishop, I think he's Jakes, a big pastor too, but he, man, every time he speaks and I'm running and I'm listening to like some sound that's dubbed him in.
Right.
And I feel like I wanted that guy to coach me when I played basketball as a kid. He says, there's somebody somewhere in a hospital dying for the opportunity that you have right now. And every time he says that, I'm like, man. And so it's a choice, mindset, attitude, choices, mindset, attitude, choices. And that doesn't mean we don't get scared, stressed, worried. It's hard not to in today's world, right, but we can choose to show up and be a little bit better and turn off the noise. Right.
Yep. I mean, that's the only way to live. And I think the thing you said right there that hits the head is just turn off the noise. If you're feeling like you're overwhelmed by all this stuff, you control your notifications. You control your
choice.
If you don't like people that are posting, mute their posts. You control everything. I mean, I've muted so many of my friends' posts both sides right now because I'm just
same here.
I don't need to see your stuff. I love you, buddy. I love you. I care about you. I'd rather see the stuff that's about your family and friends and the things that I care about, because that's the little bit of time that I even own a social media business, but the little bit of time that I personally spend on social media, I want it to feel good. I want it to be my friends, the moments that I missed, these moments that are precious moments that I get to capture with them at scale. Not the diversity and, you know, like we talked about, the darkness and all these things that are happening to everybody too. But my personal opinion is to never really put that out on social.
I agree.
Because I personally believe that social should still be a feel-good thing. These are the moments you're going to remember for the rest of your life. And these are posts that people are going to cherish. And
oh, my gosh, yes.
Because I don't have family close to me right now. With COVID, things are a little bit different, as well as also my family is spread out across the globe in the country here. So at scale, I can do FaceTime, and they can see my daughter's stories, posts, and see how she's walking and talking and moving. And that's the things that I think that we forget in our story. Is that's the things that we are going to remember. And it's a fleeting mechanism, but it also stays there, you know? And so some of this stuff your kids are going to look back on. So I think that's the thing to remember. And then also that you control your notifications. If you don't like this stuff, don't spend time on it. One of my favorite hacks, Tommy, that I started doing is I just have an automatic setting in my phone at 10 p.m., through 7 a.m., it will automatically basically turn off all my devices, all my apps, everything. Put it on do not disturb.
Genius.
I won't see the text messages. I don't see anything. And often I don't see the pings and dings. I miss stuff until the next morning at 7 a.m., but I don't really, really miss it, you know? And at 10 o'clock at night, what do you really want me to do? If I'm handling a client's question, or what do you really want me to do? You know what I mean? I got to have some personal time in life. So, you know what I mean? It's like, if it's your customers, if it's pings and dings from that, or if it's even your family, and if it's an emergency, it actually is a cool feature that it has set in there where if it's an emergency call and it's from a family member, it will come right through. So if it's from a certain setting that you have, you know, your closest contacts, and you're worried, oh, if they call me, I'm not going to see it. No, it'll come right through. If it's that person, if it's anyone else, is D&D, you know, do not disturb, baby. So I think that's one of my favorite new hacks I started doing after reading Indestructible, is because that you control these things. And even if it's just one extra couple hours at the end of your night and in the beginning of your morning, that causes you from seeing notifications and pings and dings and gives you a little bit more time to be present. I think that's, it's just one little simple thing you can do in your life to give yourself a little bit more sanity, you know, and that's just what I've been doing, you know? So there's a million out there. It's not necessarily, like I always say, it's not always for the, every single person has their own thing that they like, but your boy, if I could, if I can get an extra hour or two of just less pings and dings, I love it. You know what I mean? And especially through the night too, because I'm sure you've ever had this experience. So you get a spam caller like real early in the morning and it's like, what the hell, dude? Like if you don't have your phone set up like that, it, you're guaranteed to possibly could happen. And like I said, even if it's a customer, you guys, you know, you can push back sometimes. But tell me about your story about the book, because I think writing a book is a big challenge.
Oh,
I think for many people that they've all kind of wanted to have this, if you want to call it legacy project, because I think it is a legacy that you're leaving by writing a book, especially a thoughtful book and not just like an ebook or just something you're putting out there, an actual book. So tell me about that process. What made you kind of inspired to do that? What gave you the inspiration?
When about the seventh person came to me, client, friend, network, said, look, man, you've got to get out there and tell your story.
Yeah.
Because they put it this way, you're giving people the gift of going second. And what I mean by that is I don't have the easiest stories to tell. I've had a lot of tragedies. I've experienced a lot of abuse and violence. Right. And I've been at the top of the financial game, literally corner offices, shiny stuff, fancy suits, and almost lost it all, my life, my marriage, and everything because of bad decisions. Think Wolf of Wall Street.
Right.
And then finally I said, you know what, brother, enough's enough, man. I don't know what life is, but I'm going to figure it out. Because when the money, power, fame, and success, and that's what I was told, I come from very humble beginnings. And I said, if I get here, I'm going to be happy and fulfilled. Right. And I'm a firm believer that money's important. I'm not saying that.
Sure.
But I'm telling you firsthand experience, I got to the very top of the ivory tower and I was collapsing and everything. And you on the outside, he said, that dude's got it all. And on the inside, I was crushing. I was dying. Yeah. And so when I went on this journey of, some people call it rock bottom and screwing up, or others call it a spiritual transformation. I don't care what you call it.
Yeah. Right, right.
But when I decided enough is enough, the hero's journey, for lack of a better word, and everyone's got their story, right? Hmm. And when I started living my life and not my story, and I doubled down and got coaches and mentors and read books and listened to podcasts and just said, hey, I'm going to figure out what this life's all about.
Right.
Brother, peace of mind, success in life, professionally and personally, my marriage with my wife, my friendships, my network, they all just doubled and tripled. And I never thought I would leave the financial consulting, public accounting, and mergers and acquisitions world. But literally my life, when I did this at 36, at 39, I became a shareholder, board of director, top of the game. Wow. Marriage was awesome. Income was awesome. And the first 36 years, I lived the other way, scared, worried, feared, angry, wearing all these bullshit, I hope I can say that, BS masks.
Sure, of course.
We cut it out. We cut it out if it don't.
No, absolutely. No, we can absolutely. This is a Be Real show, baby.
And then, but all these people started reaching out and said, look, man, you seem happy, peaceful. You seem fulfilled. How do I get some of that?
Right.
And that's how coaching folks, running masterminds, speaking, holding retreats to help people not only achieve financial success, more time, more purpose, but more meaning, better relationships, more love for themselves, more respect. And God, finally silencing that noise in our head that won't shut up. I call it the Tommy go round, man. And so here's how the book came about. So I literally walked away at the top of the financial game. I sold my equity in the firm, resigned my board. I was 39 years old. Most of the people were in their 60s.
Right.
I sold the equity, resigned my board seat, walked away, and said, you know what? I'm going to help these ambitious-driven people have it all in life, because I found the formula. And I started one-on-one coaching. Then it became group coaching. Then it came retreats. Then it came public speaking. Mm-hmm. And then I saw this pattern. If you do these simple things, just like going to the gym every day, you're not going to get in shape, or you're not going to be able to shoot a basketball if you don't show up and do the work. Right. Same thing goes with your mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, professional, money, mindset, and these simple tools. And that's where the book, I was like, there's a formula here. Right. And this is how you build and live a legendary life, which is something I aspire to. I'm certainly not there.
Right.
And so after about so many people told me and I saw the formula, I'm like, let's write this thing. And I think now, because I don't think it's a luxury. I think it's a necessity in these world. Like you said, people need it. And I think that's why I had the USA Today and Wall Street commercial success. It's simple. It's executable. It's fun. You're not going to get bored and like, oh my God, this guy's a sage on the stage.
Right.
I'm raw and vulnerable and honest. I talk about me, very little about me, but a little about my story.
Right.
And then I share all these other people who've done it as well. Mm-hmm. And here's how they did it and how we did it. And here, just do something a little different today so that you can be the person that you've always dreamed of being. And so that's how the book came about, man.
That's amazing, dude. That's amazing. And so just to realize that, I mean, that's the biggest thing. And I always say the best ideas happen when you're listening. So you were just listening to your customers. And after the seventh one or eighth one, you're finally like, you know what? I think they're onto something here. Let's go, baby.
And so I would sell at least eight of them and maybe nine to my mother.
Yeah, there you go. Because it is a challenge. It's one of those things. You want to write a book that is memorable, right? You don't want to write it something and spend all your time and then just be like something that no one really picked up. I think that's no the doubt. Fear of anyone that creates content. Anyone that creates content, whether it's a podcast, YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, whatever, and you're putting content out and you're doing things, your fear is that no one cares. And so I think that's the fear that everyone needs to get over too, because maybe in the beginning they don't. But as you keep doing it, as you keep getting better, as you keep working, as you keep maybe pivoting, getting other instant on a podcast guests on your show, that they can, you can leverage their audience. They share with their friends. Okay, cool. Now the show's getting bigger. Now I picked up a few more people. Oh, hey, he wants to have me on the show. Okay, now I'm going to go on their show. And as things grow, and it takes work, that's when you become legendary, is when you're in the midst of the grind and you're in the midst of, I mean, I think, you know, for instance, I always like to say Joe Rogan right now, because the dude's been grinding since Fear Factor and before, which is 20-something, 30 work. Years, putting in
work,
doing the things, and now he's at the top of the game and he takes it so he's not even egotistical about it, which most of the people that are at the top aren't usually. They're usually just human beings, but at the end of the day, he's going to be able to take it in stride. It's going to be no big deal because he's been putting in the work forever. It's not like he just blew up from day one and it was just boom, here's $100 million contracts. Then it's going to fizzle out from there. No, he's at the pinnacle where next year's deal is going to be more, baby. You know what I mean? So that's the thing. I think that's what people forget, in that, like Warren Buffett, which many of us all look to for financial wisdom, success, and mastery, if you want to call it that, in the stock market and just investing. It's a snowball. That's what his book says. It's a snowball. And
totally.
It doesn't happen overnight. And so that's the thing I
think. Gotta put in the work.
When you said, Tommy, was making one change today to go towards your dreams. I think that's the thing that people forget. It's just one little change, right?
It's always one change. If you come in with a sword and try to cut your life up and I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, it's like going to the gym and say, I'm going to work out for 8 hours the first time. Then you're so sore for the next 2 weeks, you don't go back. Yeah. It's raindrops create oceans, man.
Mm.
And one small change or adding one thing that you need in your life or taking one thing out of your life that you really need to do. And just do that one thing. You do it for 30 days. It's exponential results. And you said something. Every person on social media or selling books or records or poetry or artists or paintings or business people, right. It always starts with that first dollar, the first human, the first like, the first follow. And someone told me something, if you impact even in a small way somebody's life a little bit each day, that is living a legacy and legendary. And you got to remember, it's not digital likes or follows. Those are human beings.
Right.
Most, there are some robots, but most is a human being,
right,
who has given you the courtesy and time to either read or watch or look at your picture and give you a like. That's a person. Right. That's important.
Right.
And I think that's a big, as long as you're spreading light, love, goodness, impact, art out to the world and not division. Like, it's weird. You tell somebody, I'm grateful for you, get three likes.
Yeah.
You say either I love or hate Trump or Obama, you get 1,000. Isn't that weird?
It's just a weird thing. You get on the goddamn news.
Right.
On CNN, T-Hub says he hates. God dang. Yeah, you know what?
So why do I feel worse after watching this? Like, why do I feel I need to get a shower after watching the news?
Right. No, it's very true. And it's set up how it is, you know? And so I always take it this way. I found this is a recent good one. You listen to everything. as much as you can, just a little piece of the mainstream news, a little piece of the CNN, a little piece of the, you know, Fox News, a little piece of the conspiracy theories, the OANs and the people that are putting out some weird shit, but hey, it might be right too. You never know. And so you just listen to a little piece of it all just to see what's out there and know that we don't know anything. And so it's like, and so you just, you're a little bit educated. You're not going too deep on anything. You kind of just know a little bit of what everything's going on. And I usually do that, folks, on just Apple News. I'll just look through my Apple News. I get a little CNN. If I click that, I'll see that. I'll see Fox News. I see the little articles I like. And the point is, I see a little bit of everything, but not so much where I'm sitting there for hours. You know what I mean? I can do it in 5-10 minutes and kind of get a deep dive of the conspiracies, because I can go to my buddy's Instagram and see a deep dive of all these conspiracies on his stories. And then I could, you know, go to the Apple News and then obviously get more of the mainstream stuff. But the point is that you at least get just a voice of what's going on. I think that, and that's what in first social media really is listening. And so you can use social in many ways, but listening first is always winning. It's like if you're listening to your customer on social, if you're listening to brands you want to work with, if you're listening to people you want to influence, if you're listening to podcast guests you want to have on, listening first and then commenting, engaging, and things like that work better than necessarily saying, hey, man, I want to have you on the show. You know, like engaging first often is going to be better to get your hero. One of my heroes on these shows, Phil Knight, for instance, or something like that.
Yeah, Nike. What a great Nike. Book.
What a great
Shoe Dog.
The Shoe Dog. You know, to get him on the show is probably impossible. But if I wanted to, it would be content of just engaging with him, following him, liking him, maybe writing him a personal letter. Like that's how I got that, you know, actual autograph. So the point is, it may be a combination strategy. And then one day Phil Knight says, hey, you know what? I got nothing else to do, guys. I want to be on the show. I want to leave a legacy. I want to tell my legacy. He already has with his book, but maybe he wants to do it in a vocal audio way. And maybe he has a new book. And so that's when I would get him, is that if he had a new book, boom. And so that's what I found as a podcaster, is that I've gotten some of my biggest guests when they have a book, when they have something, just like Jimmy Kimmel gets them. And just like, you know, NBC gets them, is they're not just talking to them for no reason. They're talking to them to promote a movie, a music, book, you know, something. And those are the moments that you have to capture as a host, in that some of these heroes of yours that, you know, surround this room, et cetera, might be writing books. Peyton Manning, Bill Belichick, The Rock. And when that day comes, your boy might have him on the show. Episode 2555, The Rock's on, baby.
I feel like we've set the intention, though, for Phil Knight. I feel like this Phil Knight thing's going to happen.
Woo! I'm going to work at it, baby. I'm going to work at it. Well, I really appreciate your energy, my man. Now we're about to take you into our top 10. Are you ready?
Let's do it, brother.
Let's go. Apple or Android?
Apple.
Apple. Netflix or YouTube?
Oh, Netflix.
It's crazy with Apple stock, dude. As an investor of stocks, Apple and Tesla, dude. Those two have, like, since they announced the split, I'm like, why hasn't everybody announced splits? Let's go, everybody. Let's start splitting everything, baby. Split the Amazon. Let's split everything. Shopify. Let's go, baby. Instagram or Facebook?
Oh, no brainer for me. Instagram.
Yeah. And I see on your Instagram, you like to spend time boating and outside.
Oh my gosh. Any, just being outside with the dogs, brother, and smelling that air, man.
That's the way
I'm a water dog. He's a shoe dog. I'm a water dog.
Yeah. Chicken or steak if you're thinking about a good meal?
Steak.
Yeah. I love it. Laptop or a smartphone?
Laptop.
Laptop.
Because I'm addicted to my damn phone. So I'm trying to get rid of that thing. Laptop.
Stay more efficient. Let's go. Spotify or Pandora?
Used to be Pandora. Now all Spotify.
Spotify, baby. They've done a good job, man. Yes, great job with the playlist, the discovery. Oh, man. They've done such a great job. Movies or video games?
Movies.
Movies. Reading books or listening to books?
Listening to books. Let's nine go. Out of 10 times.
Is your book an Audible?
Yeah, and if you like my southern voice, I'm the one reading it to you.
That's awesome. I'm going to put it on my Audible list, dude. That's awesome. I personally love listening to books because I do it in the morning when my walks with my daughter. It's just the most efficient. Yeah, it's the most efficient way of getting things done and getting some positive knowledge in your mind. And I kind of leave my headphones a little open so I can still hear nature and what's going on around me. But just getting those words of wisdom and at scale, obviously, it's the only way to do it. I mean,
indeed.
2000, you know, get your 2 miles in before 8 o'clock, got your, you know, 3 or 4 chapters of the book, and then you feel good. You know, you read a book basically almost every week. So I already have a feeling for this question. Stocks or real estate?
I do both religiously.
Oh, baby.
Woo! I did both. Can I answer both? I have a real estate portfolio of rental property and a lot of stocks.
Absolutely, dude.
Hey, diversified, baby.
Hey, that's the only way to go, man. And that's the one thing that I think as entrepreneurs is tough is because you can easily get into stocks, but real estate is tougher, you know? We're probably going to see a good time to buy in the next few years in some 100%. Different areas. And so having some cash on the sidelines, looking at, I saw a recent video from Mark Moss, I think it was about looking at your dream home, your dream vacation homes and trying to figure a way for that to work on paper, even at a 30% or 50% occupancy. It's pretty crazy how some of those properties you can actually have the rest of the time. And you're now on your lake house or you're now on, somewhere, beach house. And because of Airbnb and VRBO and these things that scale and people wanting to do these options now with COVID, especially, I was even just kind of papering it out and penciling it out because I'm not a risk taker on that level. I've always taken it with small risk, like buying Tesla stock when it was 25 and I bought, $1,000 worth and I got a decent amount in there, but it's not like I had put in $1 million or anything like that. But real estate's the one area that I think that everyone's going to need, So
20 seconds on that.
Yeah, let's go.
In 2008 crash, we bought a boatload of Citibank stock when it was down. Oh my God. It went 7X, bought my dream lake house that then we converted like you're saying. So those lake pictures you're talking about is because we took advantage of a down market, took a risk, invested into something that we love and we wanted to enjoy that we use, lake property. That we love to death. And now it's been one of the best decisions from a happiness, peace of mind. And it's been genius during COVID. So carpe diem on everything. Travis, my man, just said.
I'm looking at properties like just researching. You know what I mean? Because some of this stuff is a little out of my league. We live in Fresno. It's a much more affordable place. You could buy a house for literally around $300,000, $400,000, brand new. But the point is, taking a look at these things because sometimes they do paper out and you'd be surprised if you have a stock win or you can take a win in a certain area, put it in a physical asset that you can enjoy too. You're not putting in something like another rental property that you're never going to get to spend time in, And that was the fascinating part. Like you go get into a rental. Yeah, that's great. But I don't get to enjoy that property. Like that's just a rental that someone else gets to live in. I mean, okay, great. I get my monthly rent. I get to pay the guy, I pay. It all works out. Hopefully this property is basically paying itself off. Great. But I don't get to enjoy it. Where he hit me yesterday was, why not buy something you enjoy? Mm. Like you said, something you want to use 50% of the time or have your friends or family use 50% of the time. And then if you can, rent it out 30 to 50% of the time. And most of the time, it works out on paper to pay itself, basically breaking even at a 30 or 50% occupancy, which is pretty thoughtful idea. Because like I said, when you first think about it, real estate, I think we think of rentals and getting people in here, but then you don't get to enjoy it like you get to with yours. So when I say this question next, I have a question I already know. Oceans or lakes?
Lakes.
Let's go.
But I love me some ocean at least 3-4 times a year.
Yeah. If you could hop on a plane and go into ocean, where would you go?
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
I'd go to China. I've always wanted to go there, brother.
I've always wanted to go there too.
Ancient, man, and it's so huge. And
my friend just
I got to go there.
Right before COVID, my buddy, it was like in November, he had walked on the Great Wall of China and went with a bunch of his buddies. And like, he's always wanted to find products over there to sell and stuff. But he actually did it before all this. And it's just going to be interesting if we want to even go back there, if they'll even let us. Yeah.
Damn, exactly. Politicians get in the way. The people do not care.
It's right. Yeah. Well, yeah. The thing is, I'm not going to go too deep on that, but they don't care too much about their people. Let's just put it that way.
They
don't play games over there. So you don't want to play games over there. So it's not like it's an equal playing field. Let's just put it that way.
No.
So when you're waking up in the morning, my man, you're getting ready. You're looking at yourself in the mirror. Why do you love being you?
Because I show up each and every day to make an impact and love myself so that I can make an impact and love others. 100% true.
And that's so important too, because I always say, the more you do you, the more you can do for others. And sometimes 100%. People think that's so selfish, but it's not. It's like the more that you focus on yourself and think and keep those things at bay, the more you can show up for others. And it shows you how much you can do. That's a thing, unless you do the opposite, right? So
you can't fully love and serve others. If you put yourself last, you're no good to anyone. Until you love and serve yourself in every way first, that's the way you can business, life, impact, it doesn't matter. That's how you do it.
So true, man. And never forget that, folks, because it sounds selfish. Some people that have a certain mentality in their mind think it's selfish, but remember this. It's not.
Nah, no doubt. No doubt. Selfish, you want to be a dead martyr or an alive right. person with impact?
So true. Do you think they'll ever retire?
I don't think so. I really don't know.
Let's go, baby.
I like it too much.
Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett, 92, 87 years old, managing billions, $570 billion. They now have like $140 or $50 billion position in Apple.
That is unbelievable.
Unbelievable, dude. The dividend. Just think about the dividend that comes in on that thing. Let's go, baby. Let's eat. Let's eat and have some lunch on that one. How do you typically start your day? Do you have a routine? Do you have a practice?
100% routine. Every single day of my life, meditate, read, gratitude journal, walk my dogs, exercise.
Nice. How long does that usually take you? How long does that take you?
60 to 90 minutes.
Got you. What type of exercise?
Every day.
Like HIIT cardio or something like that, or just mostly just walking?
Trainer 3 days a week.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Cardio 2 times a week. When I could, yoga once a week.
Got you. I've always wanted to get into yoga. I was recently coming into more
life-changing
benefits of the mental, and also obviously as we get older, the importance of just picking a bag up the floor. I remember them saying that when you're 90, you're going to just be able to want to pick up your groceries from the floor to the lifting position. These simple tasks are going to be the things we want to do. And yoga, just how flexibility and also the mind too, right?
Mind flexibility. And what you're not going to realize, because what seemingly looks easy when people are just standing in one pose, man, you'll walk out of there sweating, bleeding, like what the hell just happened to me? Yeah. So don't think that yoga is easy.
Oh, I remember. I remember doing some of the positions with one of these trainers that we had doing a class. And he was like, he was doing downward dog. And I was like, I'm 260 pounds, dude, 6'8", bro. Like, I'm like, dying over here, dying. Like, this shit looks easy, folks, but I am freaking dying. And I'm like, I can lift a lot, but dude, 280 in a freaking downward dog for 10 minutes, like, feel like a damn, I don't even know, man. You feel like a damn yo-yo or something, man. You're like, I can't even move my arms, man. Is there a skill you're trying to master right now? Is there something you're trying to get better at, something you're trying to improve yourself at?
Always patience and always being where my feet are present. Not planning in the future and in the past, patience and presence. I literally have good health, peace of mind, patience, perseverance right next to me, written on my wall.
Those two are very important. Patience, is like one of the most important things you can have in life, especially right now. But my daughter has taught me so much patience. Having a kid will teach you patience, baby. Just like, oh God, I would never experience anything like this in my whole life. Do you have a favorite app on your phone? Is there something you like using on your phone specifically?
Calm.
Calm, my favorite app. I love that app.
Calm.
Man, that would have been one to get into, man, if you were an investor. I know Jason Calacanis.
Same here. How did I miss that?
If they go public, it's still one of those ones. A lot of times people forget, I think, that you can make as much money when the stock goes public.
Like, 100%.
They forget that. Like holding the video long-term when you buy it for 12 bucks and now it's whatever it is, 300. Same thing with Tesla, same thing with Facebook stock, same thing. It's just like a lot of times you can make just as much as those private investors, but the key thing is holding, right?
That's right.
That's what
Warren will tell you. And he's done pretty good for himself.
Yeah, you gotta hold it. You can't, because a lot of the time these kids, I know, even talking to my friends that are in their 30s and getting there, more and more people are getting into the stock market with Robinhood and no fees to getting, which is great. I think that's what's helping prop up some of the market, to be transparent with
you.
A lot of people that have, and that's good. They should. But the thing that some of them forget is that they try to just day trade and do this, and you don't really make too much money going in and out, and go back and forth.
Unless you're world class.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, unless you're world class.
That's like playing in the NBA when you just started dribbling the ball.
Bro, yeah, and that means you're going to lose.
That's right. That's right.
No mastermind's going to teach you that, folks. I can tell you, that's going to teach you a loss, folks. You're going to take a loss on that. And you might as well actually buy a lottery ticket, because that's probably what you're going to do. I always say the best thing to invest, folks, if you're not into knowing what to buy, what do you have in your credit card statement or your checking account? Who's taking money from you? Is it AT&T's taking money for you? Is Comcast you paying money? Buy the stuff.
ESPN, Disney, what is it?
Yeah, where do you shop
at?
Like, what grocery store do you buy from consistently? Where do you buy gasoline at?
Phones.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it's so easy. It's really not that hard. And then when those preferences change to something different, buy that company. So when you decide, oh, I'm going to start buying stuff on Amazon, You know, okay, great. But when you decide that changes and you're going to do something else and there's a new company, you buy the new company. You sell your Amazon stock and you buy this new company that you're now going to because it's quicker, faster, better than we even imagined. Which
think about the non-sexy too, by the way. The things you use, the non-sexy, the things you use every day, even for enjoyment or not enjoyment.
Deodorant, toilet paper.
Go there. Unilevers of the world. I mean, because those aren't going away. We're not going to stop doing that. So I know it's not sexy like an Apple or an Amazon,
right?
But you and billions of others use it every single day.
Yes. It's one of those ones that you're going to, it's not going to go away. It's not going to go away. You're going to have less likelihood that that kind of business is going to go away than buying Nikola, Tesla.
SpaceX.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know. You know, it's like,
right. You never know, right?
We don't know. Tonight for a steak dinner, if you could sit down with anyone in the world, who would it be?
Dead or alive.
Doesn't matter.
I would say Abraham Lincoln, man.
Wow. That would be a good one.
Abraham Lincoln.
Because
I just finished his biography and holy cow.
And also like, man, especially with all the stuff we're going through right now, folks, you know, like we're two white dudes on the call here, you know, so we can't completely go there. But I always say love and respect and peace for everybody. I have friends of every ethnicity. And if I look at my friend's circle, it's a lot of different colors of the rainbow, a lot of different ethnicities and stories and things of their past. But the point is no type of brutality or anything is acceptable on any level. And we need many changes in many different ways, but talk about a dude that stuck up for people.
Cost him his life.
And it really did. It cost him his life because he stuck up and believed in something and abolished slavery. Just think about that. Like, that is
unbelievable.
Crazy. A white dude. Just remember that. That is amazing. And I always remember that the Abraham Lincoln ride or story or whatever at Disneyland. It just always stuck into my head. I don't know. He was just always like one of those admirable humans that – looked like a president, felt like a president, and really honestly was a president, you know?
Probably, arguably the best of all time. Taught himself to read and write. Grew up so poor when his mom died. His dad left him and his sister, 9 and 11, I think. It was either 11, 9. Left him for 7 months to fend on the moan. Imagine leaving your 11 and 9-year-old for 7 months in a cabin, dirt poor, to fend for themselves. This guy is the guy that abolished slavery. So he came from nothing, was self-taught, and arguably the best president we ever had.
Wow. What is that book that you talked about, his biography?
It's the Lincoln biography. It's literally the size of it. I mean, be prepared. You're going to use it as to lift weights as well.
Right.
I'll text you that. I can't remember the author's name off the top of my, but I'll text it to you.
Okay. Or we'll find it. We'll find it in the show notes and we'll put it in the show notes for you.
Yeah, guys. Absolutely.
I
great
really
listen, by the way, if you're going to listen to it, listen to it.
That's the one I was thinking. I was thinking, yeah, those are the type of books you want to listen to at like maybe a 1.5 or 2X and just get it in and just let's take in all that knowledge we possibly can. Or if you're my boy Tom Billy, like a 6X, like takes it all in, just boom, all at once. They'll take the book in like 30 seconds. I'm done with the book. But the point is, you know, it's amazing the types of things you can learn from someone's biography. I've learned that many a time. I think everyone has a unique story. And I want to thank you, Tommy, for coming on our show today, my man. You have an incredible story. And folks, please go check out his book. I'm going to definitely put it on my Audible list here because I got 6 credits I got to use on my Audible. And he's definitely going to earn one of them. But I really appreciate your energy today, man. I love it. I love everything you're doing for the world, man. I think more of us need to make a legendary impact in our lives and know that it's not some huge thing, dude. It's just a little piece. So you can do it today. It's achievable. It's attainable. And you can do it. Where's the best place for people to find more about your journey, learn more about the book, or find you on social?
Social media. We work hard at putting light, impact, life hacks, goodness out into the world. At Tommy Breedlove, LinkedIn and or Instagram, or you can go to www.tommybreedlove.com and we'll give you the financial confidence and the mastering your mindset chapters. tommybreedlove.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S.
Bam.
So, yeah, can't wait to hear from you. Check us out. We put a lot of goodness out there. So I hope you, and we work hard at it. So I hope you like it.
You guys got to check it out. We'll definitely put that in the show notes. TommyBreedlove.com/gifts, folks. That is a gift just for you. You got to take advantage of it. It's worth the read. And we all need to learn more during these times. This is the time to learn, man. So thank you, my man, for all your energy today. Folks, you've been hanging out with the incredible, the edible Tommy Breedlove and Travis. We want to thank you so much for your time today. And let's keep being real.
What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The B-Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T-Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today. Right now, more than ever, folks, we need to work on our reputation for our businesses. And get those reviews, get those positive reviews, get those positive recommendations on both on your social, but also to market on your website. And that is why you want to check out my business, folks, our software, realtimereputation.us. That's realtimereputation.us. Please check it out. It is literally the best thing that's ever happened to many of our campaigns, as that reviews bring together your social and digital campaigns. And the more positive reviews, as people are making those positive, you know, decisions, they're looking at your, you know, at your reviews. And so the more you can get, the better. And make it easy and automated with realtimereputation.us. Check us out.